This morning, as you were brushing your teeth, pouring some OJ, getting the coffee going, the price of oil was falling through the floor.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. At one point this morning, the price of crude oil using the Texas benchmark was down about 3%. It recovered a bit, but it's still just above $78 a barrel as we're recording this. Some of this is an announcement that Saudi Arabia, that huge producer of oil, is cutting prices to U.S. consumers. Analysts say this move may be a bid to increase its market share or even a strategy to undercut U.S. production of relatively expensive shale oil in places like Montana. Tom Closa is chief oil analyst at Oil Price Information Services.
We're getting closer to the point that some U.S. production projects that are on the board for the next few years for shale might not go forward. We probably have another $10 or $20 a barrel to fall to where some production might get shut in. So there's still a comfort cushion, but it's about one-third the size it was about 60 days ago.
With lower prices, people will drive more and are prompted to buy bigger cars and trucks. More greenhouse gases will get produced by the U.S. But what about household budgets? Mark Lucchini is chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott.
It's estimated that for every penny decline at the pump, it translates into about $1 billion in the consumer's pocketbooks that otherwise wouldn't be there because it'd be siphoned off to go into their gas tank. So we've had about a 60-cent decline in gas prices nationwide in just the last 6 months. Translation, $60 billion. And some of that is going to start feeding into the economy as we speak and be, I think, a nice tailwind for holiday shopping.
A year ago, tech CEO Michael Dell paid almost $25 billion for a computer maker called Dell. He bought enough shares to take the company private, meaning no quarterly profit earnings reports. Today, at the Dell World Conference in Austin, he'll show off his renovations in progress, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
One area where Dell wants to grow, data services, helping corporate clients manage the cloud. James Kelleher, an analyst with Argus Research, says there are pitfalls to a cloud strategy.
Number one, it's not enough to announce that you're a cloud company, but even more important.
As companies like IBM and Hewlett-Packard have found out, you've got competitors, including Google and Amazon, that are already providing easy, comprehensive solutions. Meanwhile, Dell can finance its transition by selling more computers. Tablets have eaten into traditional computer sales, but Dells are strong, for now. Matt Eastwood is an analyst with the tech consultancy IDC.
And that's really the million-dollar question here for every technology company. It's how quickly will the traditional profit pool begin to dry up, and how quickly will those new profit pools develop and emerge?
As a private company, Dell won't have to worry about the stock market freaking out if it doesn't show results every quarter. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
America's funeral parlors bring in an estimated $20 billion a year, but the industry is changing. There's been a shift toward chain funeral homes, and more people are choosing cremation. This has some African-American-owned funeral homes especially worried. From Dayton, Ohio, Lewis Wallace of WYSO has more.
Bowman & Young Funeral Home on the west side of Dayton is straight out of the year it was built, 1963. Low ceilings, retro colors. Dwayne Bickham has been working here since 1979. The area was thriving when he was a kid.
People in this community had jobs. We had Frigidaire, we had Inland.
But now those factories are long gone, and a lot of people have left the neighborhood too. Funeral director Keith Young says now the people shopping for a funeral service could live hundreds of miles away.
The children and grandchildren don't live in Dayton.
The family is literally phoning it in from California or Florida or just the suburbs. Or they're not phoning it in.
They're on the internet.
Enter the competition, funeral home chains. They've got the internet on lock and TV ads in prime spots.
Funerals and cremations can be expensive, but not at newcomer.
Young says he's cut prices and tried to have more of a web presence in response to the competition. But nationwide, black undertakers are in decline. In one survey of mortician schools, the percentage of black students went from 27% 7 years ago to just 15% in 2014. Suzanne Smith at George Mason University studies African-American funeral homes.
They have had to either relocate their business to where some of their clientele has moved, or re-market their business to immigrant families.
Here in Dayton, funeral director Keith Young and some local ministers are trying to convince people to stick with their neighborhood undertaker. Young says some of his clients have been surprised by the final price tag at the chains across town.
People get over there and find out that it's not what they said it was going to be, and they come back to the west side of Dayton. All right, they come back home. All right, they come back home.
African-American funerals are often called homegoings. Young says he hopes the next generation will keep coming back home for their funerals. In Dayton, I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.
Marketplace app free in the Apple and Google stores. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.